Looking for the pickle everyone's talking about? Puckered Pickles delivers the perfect balance of crunch, zing, and flavor in every bite. One jar won't be enough. Puckered Pickles, made in Chicago for Chicago.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell, alongside Mike Piff, and a very special guest live in studio, Cecilia Starbeck, General Manager of Baker Square Chicago. Boxes of pies behind us here in studio, and it brings back the memories, the Baker Square. Mike and I have been fans for a long time. Holidays growing up, Christmas time, Thanksgiving, the grandparents would walk in with those. What color would you say that Baker Square is? Is that like a maroon box, Mike, Cecilia?
I want to say it's Baker Square maroon.
It's like their own. Right? It's their own. I mean, I was always pumped when I saw those boxes coming into the house. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're not
it.
Nervous at all, Cecilia, are
Just
you?
Just a little bit.
Why?
It'll
There's
be
no
okay.
reason to be nervous. We've got pie here. We're going to have some fun. Baker Square. Mike, you have so many memories about Baker Square.
I do. I mean, it was, I grew up with it, and I think it wasn't a family event if we didn't have the French silk pie.
Yep. The banana cream.
The banana cream is special, too.
The apple pie.
You know, it's funny because there was a time when they were almost everywhere, right? Like,
yep.
I would go to meet my dad for lunch or dinner, and he used to work in Waukegan, so we'd meet at the one in Libertyville often. A lot of my pickups are at the Palatine one, which is where you're at, Cecilia, right?
Yes, I'm currently there now.
And
yes.
And I have done that pickup line for Thanksgiving, and it is... There's a lot of patience that goes into that for, and I think there's an understanding with everybody that goes in for a Thanksgiving Baker Square pickup that you just got to make time for it, and everyone is on the same mission, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, there are a handful left. The Palatine one, I believe my grandparents, there used to be one in Park Ridge. There used to be one in Mount Prospect.
Woodridge I go to.
Woodridge.
Still. Yes.
Yes. And then Harlem and Foster.
Harlem and Foster.
Correct.
And
which,
then Jose from there dropped off for Pie Day, and that was just, it's now a holiday for us.
Yeah,
I think.
It's amazing. It is, it's like a full-blown, well-oiled machine around the holidays, because if you go by a Baker Square around the holidays, there's like an organized line to drive through and pick up your pies and everything. Mike said that's like his big moment. He gets to pick up the Baker Square pies now.
It's true. And when I had family members that would then like chime in, because my wife and my sister-in-law have a spreadsheet for the holidays. And like we have family members that want to bring pie from the Quad Cities. And I'm like, guys, let me handle the French silk. Let me handle the apple. You guys, you can do your Hy-Vee bought pie, which is a good pie, I gotta say. If you're from the Quad City area, Hy-Vee is fantastic. But a Baker Square pie, it just hits different, especially when it was picked up. And Cecilia and I were talking about it. How early can you order a pie for Thanksgiving?
Usually the beginning of October. Online system, 45 days out, people start getting their orders in just to make sure they have their reservation ready to go.
So the date that you circle is what day?
October 1st, probably. Yes, I would start
Put
looking
it in
online.
The calendar.
Yes.
Right.
How many pies are you guys moving around Thanksgiving? Do you have a ballpark number for
ballpark,
us?
Ballpark, give or take, probably 10,000 pies for that week.
For each total or each location?
Well, each location's a little different. Woodridge is busier. Mm-hmm. Chicago and I are about the same, give or take. So... Yeah, that week's like our number one week. We plan for months in advance. So.
We need more Baker Squares.
Yes.
We need
yeah.
more of them, Mike. Pumpkin pie, do you like it with the whipped cream or without the whipped cream?
So I have grown into a whipped cream person.
Yeah.
And this is my wife Amy's fault. And or, you know, thanks to her at the same time, because I used to not put whipped cream on anything and now I can't do it without it, honestly. but Cecilia, how long have you been with Baker Square? We kind of talked a little bit about this before.
I've been with Baker Square for about almost 20 years now.
Wow. Yeah. Are all the friends and family members hitting you up for pies all the time?
Yes. They're like, oh, we have another holiday. Can I order pie? What can you bring me? So, yes, definitely.
Pie for any occasion. What makes Baker Square pie so good?
I just think it's been around for so long. And like you guys talked about traditions. So it's very important to a lot of families and nostalgia and people coming in now being responsible, be like, well, my mom used to do this. Well, now I'm doing this. So like generation after generation. So
it's a rite of passage, really.
Yes.
Yeah. I think what separates Baker Square, and I'm with you, Mike, like I'm a pie guy. Like I'll take pie over cake any day. Mm-hmm. I prefer the pie. Bridget makes a great pie. The crust at Baker Square, I think, separates
yes.
it. It's like the perfect crust. It's not dry or anything. It's perfectly flaky. It's flavorful. There's something about the Baker Square crust.
And it's no knock on my in-laws here who bring their pies from the Quad Cities, but I know for sure if I didn't have the package out, like I know which one is a Baker Square pie because like you said, it is the perfect crust. Whatever, doesn't matter the flavor either. It could be a fruit pie. It can be, you know, a pumpkin pie or the greatest thing on earth, which is the French silk pie. That is my number one. Is that yours or what is yours?
See, I like the fruit pies, like anything, like the apple, cherry, blueberry. The banana cream pie was always a staple. You guys also have a couple, I think you still have, like lemon pies, which some of my like family members are like, what do you eat, a lemon pie? And I love that. It was like this lemon filling with the whipped cream. You guys still have that?
Yes, lemon supreme pie.
Yeah, yep. Lemon supreme.
Lemon meringue is our second lemon pie.
Oh, the lemon supreme pie is so good. That's good this time of year.
And it's
summer.
Not just pie either. Like cheesecake is another thing that I feel like we need to let people know. That
yes.
Baker Square has that too.
Yes, we carry cheesecake, very popular around the holiday times. It's a New York style cheesecake with a graham cracker crust, traditional filling. It's really good.
and the thing about Baker Square, it doesn't necessarily have to be just, you know, holiday time.
Right.
They have,
More pie.
I was on, exactly. Well, think about pie. Pie is much more of a year round thing, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're a fruit pie, especially. But as we're getting into, you know, fall, that is when it becomes pure pie season.
Absolutely.
But you guys have a deal on Wednesdays, right?
Yes, we do a free pie Wednesday. So every guest who dines in with their entree and beverage purchase, they get a free slice of pie. Gives you opportunity to try things and come on in and, you know, enjoy.
I remember the first time going into a Baker Square and realizing, oh, I can order food here because because I just associated Baker Square with the pies we had around the holidays. And then I went into one. I'm like, oh, this is good. I would say diner food, right? Like American diner food
yes.
is what you have there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that at the Palatine location.
Yes, we do. So a lot of good breakfast choices, but we do have lunch and entrees, kind of a full menu variety, family style.
Do you have yes. a personal favorite pie?
Yes, I love the chocolate peanut butter cup pie.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. You're speaking my language
yes.
with that one, too.
The creamy filling makes it, and it has like those little peanut butter cups on top. It's really good.
Oh, man. anything else going on at Baker Square that we should know about? I know we just missed National Cheesecake Day, unfortunately. That was a few weeks ago.
Yes. We have a coming up. It's just now that it's the holiday time. We have that going on, and that will go through all the way to the end of the year. Go straight from Thanksgiving straight into Christmas time. So
most popular items that you've seen, if we're going to like have like a top three, what are the most popular pies ordered for the holidays?
Our number one seller is French soak.
That's right.
Yes. So that one is the most we sell out of all of them. And then I would say probably our country apple pie.
That's it's so good.
Yes. We recently just started having banana cream around the holidays now. So that's become very popular with our guests.
I feel like that's a point for Kevin
that's
on that
yes.
one. Well, so I need a quick explanation because if I go to order my apple pie, right, mm-hmm. the differences between the apple pies, what are those?
We have two. So country apple is your traditional double crust fruit pie. And French apple is also very popular. That has that brown cinnamon sugar topping. It's like kind of like a streusel
okay,
topping.
Got it.
Same traditional apples inside the filling. It's just the topping of the crust, depending on your liking.
So good. Well, thank you, Cecilia, for coming in and bringing us some pies. Those are not going to last long here at the radio station. Mike, can you give me your top five pies?
Top five pies.
Let's power rank our pies.
I like this. So number one I've already said is
French silk.
Yeah. For me personally, I love apple. So probably yeah. I will go with the country apple pie, number two. Now, you mentioned peanut butter cup. That is tough. So if I go anywhere that has desserts, I'm the one getting the Buckeyes at Kilwins or something like that, or your the chocolate peanut butter or something. So I think that's my number three. Banana four.
Yeah, the banana cream.
I know. And that's another one where I feel like I've become a dad, is when I start liking banana things more and like banana products. This has been kind of like a theme for this year when we started talking about things we like now. Like, I think you said butter pecan. I was like, that's something my dad would love.
And so I had butter pecan ice cream this week
because
I was just craving ice cream, and I had a pint of it, and Bridget had some of the butter pecan ice cream. She's like, I feel like didn't know it was this so good. I'm like, people sleep on butter pecan. I've been eating, it's been my number one ice cream since
really?
I was a kid. I love butter because I remember trying it and thinking like butter pecan when you're a kid, it's always like vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. I love butter pecan ice cream. I crushed like a whole pint the other night.
I'm going to have to find some to like, because I think that's like, like you said, with Bridget's experience, that's an achievement unlocked.
She's like, this is so good. I don't know why I don't eat them. I'm like, see, butter pecan. That's delicious ice cream.
All right, I need your power rankings.
Okay, I think I got to go apple number one, just a good traditional apple. Again, it's kind of boring because I'm going to go heavy fruit here. I'll go like blueberries
second. A sleeper pick.
Bridget makes a great cherry pie, so does Baker Square. I'll go cherry pie third. I'll go pumpkin fourth, and I'll go banana cream fifth.
Am I missing one? Is there another that – is there like a turtle pie?
Yes, it's a caramel pecan silk supreme.
Ooh, see, there's another dad one right there.
I love that.
Dads love a good turtle pie.
Cecilia Starbeck, general manager of Baker Square Chicago, thank you for coming into the studio.
I appreciate it.
This wasn't too bad, was it?
It
was good. You were great, Cecilia.
I do have some news.
Oh, okay, yes. Pivoting from pie talk. Are we doing the
deli
sandwich?
The deli and sandwich talk. So next week, I have the list of 64.
We have 64 sandwich / deli shops that are going into a food bracket that you will be able to vote on at WGNradio.com.
That was like really the crux of it right there. Yeah. But we will release the bracket next week. So for our next episode.
So that we're recording this on a Thursday. When is next week? What's the date?
Next week, that would be the 3rd. So September 3rd. Okay. We're going to release it, and actually, Christina is going to promote it in our newsletter, so if you're subscribed to our WGN Radio newsletter, you'll be able to get it there as well.
And if you're not subscribed, you should subscribe.
You should. I think you're going to find a lot of fun stuff there on a monthly basis. But our sponsors are going to be our friends, Pucker Pickle.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Toronto Baking Company coming back.
Perfect.
So that'll be fun. And then our new friends, Coop's Mustard.
Great. And you need all three of those things for a great sandwich.
I think you should. Like, just make that your sandwich.
So can you give us a little preview without naming spots? I know, like, we kind of have an idea of the heavy hitters in the area, but... You didn't break it up in a region, correct?
It won't be regions this time. I think
that was a smart move.
Because, you know, you're going to allow a lot of these places to just like, and it's going to be a little bit random, mm-hmm. I think. I'm going to have some fun with the matchups, too,
great.
At the same time. But, you know, I don't think you're going to have Manny's and JP in the same side, is what I'm saying. So we're going to put those in their corners.
Okay.
Some of your Tempesta is going to be in there. Volo Quality Meats, I mentioned last time. Tony's, Edison Park.
Yep.
I think we talked about that one.
Yep.
I think if you name a few, I bet they're in there.
Rammy's, I told you to put in there.
Yes.
Minelli's?
Minelli's is in there. You know,
smart.
Joe Marino on our staff yelled at me.
I'm sure he
wasn't
loves,
on there
yes.
yet.
Yes, Minelli's is kind of that northwest side, northwest burb spot that people love.
We have a couple south suburban ones, too, that are specials. I checked with some of our south suburbanites here at the station to make sure that we're represented across the board. But we're trying not to limit anybody in any region so that it's going to be a free-for-all
and
delicious.
I can't wait to see the bracket. WGNradio.com. Voting will begin September 3rd on our sandwich / deli shop food bracket. We've done beef sandwiches. We've done wings, pizza, burgers.
Burgers. Hot dogs was our latest one.
So this is our sixth different bracket.
So
we've done.
Yeah, let's count it one more time. Pizza.
Oh, I miss
beef.
Pizza.
Those are two like kind of we didn't do beef this year, which I think I'm okay taking a little break from the beef, right? Hot dogs, burgers, wings that got kind of scary.
Yeah.
And then we have sandwiches. Am I missing one? I don't think so.
I think we're good.
Six. Yeah.
That's six. Six of them. Very exciting.
Six championships.
Cecilia, thank you again for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Cecilia Starbeck, general manager of Baker Square, Chicago. October 1st. get in the calendar. That's when the holiday orders are, they open up at Baker's Square.
And you tell them Cecilia told you to.
Cecilia told you to. Thank you again, Cecilia. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for listening. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.